Now, the United Nations has called for Israel to end settlement expansions in the occupied Palestinian territories. The UN's Middle East envoy Robert Seri said Benjamin Netanyahu's new cabinet must urgently freeze settlement activities, which he says threaten to kill, quote, the possibility of reaching peace. The top diplomat voiced doubts if it is possible to revive talks aimed at establishing a Palestinian state. Earlier, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged Netanyahu to renew his commitment to a two-state solution. Well, for more on this, let's go to Dublin and talk to Tom Stokes, writer and political activist. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. Stokes, just how much do you think Israel would literally listen to the UN and end settlement activities?
Well, you know, this to me, this is a really bizarre... It's like Groundhog Day, that US film from 1993, where the day keeps repeating itself day after day after day. We've been here before. Nothing has happened except that it's got worse for the Palestinian people. I've seen a figure that the Palestinian people have suffered the highest death toll in 2014 since 1967. So it's not as if these supposed negotiations are doing anything to alleviate the problem for the Palestinian people, and they're not meant to. You know, the idea that, for instance, Robert Seri, who is the UN Middle East envoy, who's just finishing his tenure in office now after 7 years, the poor man, that must have been like a prison sentence for him, because in 7 years he's achieved nothing, absolutely nothing. And so these calls from Ban Ki-moon and other people to reopen negotiations as if there was any point. Netanyahu made it very clear in his election campaign that he had no intention of coming to a two-state solution with the Palestinian people. It's not on the agenda for the Zionists, whether they are in Israel or in the United States or in Europe, wherever they are. You know, they are very strong in Europe too. So this is just foolery. This is propaganda. It's public relations exercise. It's going nowhere.
Well, in your opinion, what measures should be taken to literally force Israel to stop its settlement activity?
The only thing is on the street, boycott, divestment and sanction. And it's becoming increasingly powerful and it is becoming increasingly effective. And it really is up to ordinary people. And, you know, whenever there is a revolutionary movement, which this needs, it is always the ordinary people on the street that create the revolution. So the revolution with regard to the Israeli-Palestinian problem, although the problem is really on the Israeli side, the resolution is in the hands of ordinary people around the world who can put the most effective sanction on Israel, which is the economic sanction. And it is effective and it is building. It's building even in the United States, which is great. And, you know, a lot of young people in the United States have come to this story and they're beginning to understand what the true implications, not just for the Palestinian people, but for the United States as well. That the credibility of the United States is shot to pieces.
Indeed.
And the United Nations as well. I mean, the United Nations is totally ineffective in this thing.
All right. I'm sorry I have to leave it there. Many thanks to Tom Stokes, writer and political activist from Dublin. Thanks to your thoughts there, sir.